Yo, what's good? I know I'm getting more spaced out and more spaced out with these episodes, but I'm trying, and that's all that matters. I know y'all like, no, the fuck it's not. Anywho, I hope everybody's doing good. I'm out and about on my daily work shit, and I've been meaning to tap back in, and I definitely decided to tap back in because of, you know, recent things going on in the music world, music business world, Blase Skip. With that being said, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. And I don't plan on making this a long episode, but I do plan on taking my time and, you know, ramble a lot and give value as much as I can. So let's start with the most pressing news. If you hear horns beeping in the background, I'm working. So never mind them horns, because they're not music related. With that being said, the most pressing news, it has been Spotify's new way to pay out. And I also been slow on this because I want to make sure I understand it for myself first before I go running my mouth about, oh, Spotify did this and Spotify did that and blah, 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 and being bitter with the information, or just jumping the gun without sitting to actually think about the process of why they chose to do some shit. If you don't know, which I think everybody does by now, Spotify has chosen to implement a payout process that a lot of artists aren't fucking with. A lot of artists don't care for. A lot of artists, mainly independent artists with smaller fan base or just starting out artists, I think that's a lot of where the frustration is and a lot of where the, you know, the outrage is coming from. Like independent, unsigned artists, you know what I'm saying, who don't get very many streams unless they bought their music or whatever. So, Spotify has decided to... This is in a nutshell. I've listened to a lot of content on the topic, but I haven't read their official, the announcement. But everybody that I get my information from is always, you know, they've done their research. They're knee deep in the game. They have years in the game. A lot of things. So I trust how they word things, you know, especially for them being able to word things in a way that I can understand, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, basically Spotify has said that if you do not get 1,000 streams per track, not album, not streams altogether with other streams and other tracks, if you do not get 1,000 streams per track, basically, you won't get paid until you hit 1,000 streams per track every year. So, long story short, if you get 999 streams on a 10-song project for each song, each song has 999 streams. The ball just dropped on midnight January. It's a new year. You're not getting paid for those streams and that project. You got to chalk that up. So now you got to hustle all over again to get 1,000 streams to actually get paid on that project. or per track. You know what I'm saying? Not get paid on the project, because they don't do a pay per project basis. They do basically every stream on the every track. They're concerned about the streams on it. A lot of it made sense of after I had to sit and get out of my imaginary feelings. I'm only saying imaginary feelings because the shit that I thought I was tripping off of, I mean, it's understandable, you know what I'm saying, from a business point of view. So my original, and it's not, it shouldn't be so shocking, because Deezer came out and said that they was doing something like this first. Now, I'm not necessarily, like, it did annoy me when I heard that Deezer was doing it, but it didn't, like, it didn't move me or hurt me, like, now I can't say hurt, but, because it just wasn't as impactful as hearing that Spotify was doing that. Like, the fact that it's already difficult enough as it is to try to get your music streamed by strangers. And if you're not promoting, then that's, you know, that's your fault. That's your problem. That's a whole other conversation. But Spotify presented itself as a discovery platform. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can put your music up here and be discovered by a whole new audience. That's how they presented themselves. That's how they introduced themselves to me, or that's how I understood it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's not how they intended to introduce themselves, but that's how I took it. They were championing being discovered. And I think that's a lot of why it hurts and why it bothers people. You know what I'm saying? Because people were looking at it as, this is the new place to be discovered. This is the it place. And also, it just became like the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not on this, it's the new, if you're not on this place, then you ain't shit type of vibe. Which, in my mind, once something gets like that, just my personality alone, I'm like, yeah, I'm cool on being there. I don't gotta be there. Like, especially if I've already experienced it, I'm cool on it. So, with that being said, the Deezer one didn't hurt as much. The Deezer one didn't bother me as much. And now that I've had some time to think about it, I'll say this. My intentions were to be like, I'm not going to put my shit on Spotify. Which, that's not hurting Spotify. Spotify could give a fuck if my shit is on there or not at this point. Maybe sometime in the future, it will hurt for me to take my shit off of there. But right now, they don't give a fuck about my shit being on there or not. There's something that I did learn, though, that was kind of mind-blowing. Not kind of. It is mind-blowing. So, I follow Curtis King on YouTube and a lot of the socials. He made a video about this, and this is where I'm starting to get, this is where I've been, you know, following the Spotify, you know, what Spotify wants to do and how they're planning to move and blah blah blah. This is who I've been, oh, that hurt. I just got popped like with like this little rubber band shit in the arm. This is who I've been like getting my news from, you know what I'm saying? Or this is who I've been listening to break down the news of the Spotify move, how they intend to pay artists or not pay artists. This is who I've been listening to, just because he talks in terms and language that I understand. So Curtis was saying, like, Curtis was saying that, basically he broke it down what I just said, that they, Spotify said that there you have to get 1,000 streams before you can earn a payout from them. And Curtis's stance was, well, shit, I'm just gonna take my music off of all of streaming. So he was like, shit, one of y'all fucked it up for everybody. So he's like, fuck y'all, I'm taking my shit off of Apple, I'm taking my shit off of Deezer, I'm taking my shit off of Tidal. He didn't say it like that, but basically that's the stance he took. And he did take all this stuff down. So with that being said, that shit got me to thinking, like, I'm not really in a space where I could just be like, yeah, I'm taking my shit off of all these platforms. You know what I'm saying? Discovery is discovery. I did intend to just like not fuck with Spotify. I did intend to do that. Like, just, I was just going, like, every time I made new music, I was just going to not upload to Spotify. Which, once again, that's not going to hurt them, because that goes into the model of what, that goes into what they're trying to do. They're trying to eliminate, in my opinion, they're trying to eliminate shitty music from their platform, or make a threshold, or not make a threshold. They're trying to make it so that the less quality music isn't saturating the pool, isn't disrupting the pool, isn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is how I see it, you know, since it's been laid out to me, and this is not specifically Curtis's view. I'm sure he can see the way that it would seem like that, but I do feel like they are trying to, like, stop, I don't want to say bedroom producers, but I do feel like they're trying to stop new artists, new bedroom artists who, which personally, make your music how you got to make your music. But it seems like they're trying to stop amateur hobbyist artists from uploading music, because the threshold, the entry to get into the music business is so easy nowadays. Like, it's not like the 1950s or shit, even like the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you had to go to a studio, where now motherfuckers got the studio in their pocket, literally. Like, the you can literally make a song on your phone with some fucking phone earbuds, the earbuds that came with your phone, or the earphone cord that came with your phone, and you could get it how you live. So to me, it seems like they're trying to, like, discourage some of that, and and while doing that, you know what I'm saying, other people are getting punished, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that it's either gonna backfire or it's gonna work out for them momentarily, which I guess is the same thing. I think it'll just work out for them momentarily, and in the end it'll backfire, but I don't think it'll backfire enough to put them out of business. But I was intending to just, like, every time I made a new song, just to not upload it to Spotify. Oh, I'll show you, Spotify, I'm not gonna put my music on there. And they're gonna do, like, okay. But What I did learn from Curtis is that you cannot delete your likeness from Spotify. So once you've made a Spotify artist page, Spotify artist profile, once you made one of them, you cannot delete the profile. So I was like, ooh, can't delete the profile. And then if you just take all your music off there, your profile is not active. You know what I'm saying? The only time it would be active is if you did a feature with somebody. And this is just me thinking. The only time it would be active is if you did a feature with somebody and it pops up on your Spotify artist profile. So you could just stop uploading songs to your Spotify artist profile or Spotify period. But if you got a feature, it's still going to be up there. Your name is going to be up there and it's going to say you got this music. And then all these people looking for you going to be like, well, why doesn't he have any music? And he fell off and blah, blah, blah. You know, the typical thing that people do when they don't know that you exist anymore. You know what I'm saying? They just assume that you fell off. So in my head, I'm thinking like, shit, well, that's not necessarily the most smartest thing to do either. If that's the case, and I'm just saying for me, you know what I'm saying? Because as a smaller artist, anywhere you could put yourself, you need to put yourself as many places as you can to get discovered. And I haven't been out performing like I said I was going to. I'm not going to make no excuses on that. It's just that doesn't make sense to cut down my visibility. I'm already not as visible as most of my peers just because I don't go out and perform. And that's mainly because I'm not necessarily liking the energy of the venues that are only having shows or the energy of the venues that the promoter brings. You know what I'm saying? The type of energy of the crowd that the promoter brings. And a lot of the places that I perform are usually rap shows. Like it's usually one or two singers there. You know what I'm saying? One or two singers there. And I'll say this, since I have been doing this, there's still a lot of hip hop shows. There's not as many independent R&B shows as there are hip hop shows, but I'm still like one of the only R&B singers on the hip hop show, mainly because the promoter that threw it is I'm cool with. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with them. Or just nobody else does R&B on the show, I should say. But the way I put my music together is it's a lot more hip hop vibes than it is straight R&B vibes. It's just y'all got the drift. So to cut down my visibility when I'm already not as visible doesn't make sense. So, and I've been going back and forth with that. I did, however, I will say this. I do intend to keep just uploading my music through all the DSPs. I am going to just let the music be on all the DSPs. I think I think it's just about the promotion. I'll put it up there, but I'm just gonna focus on pushing it elsewhere, if that makes sense. I even had a thought about just like making a preview album, and when I say a preview album, like upload an album of snippets. Upload the whole album, but make the whole album snippets and any, like, if you would like to hear the rest of this song, go to such and such's website at www.blahblahblah.com. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking about doing. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm not going to get paid off my streams, you know what I'm saying? Just like still have it. Like you can go here. You're not going to get to go a whole song if you go here. But if you, you know, go to my website, you can listen to it, or you can go ahead and pay for it and pay for the download. You know what I'm saying? But as I thought about that, and I was listening to Curtis King's interview with La Russell today, I'm like, that still might not be the smartest thing. You know what I'm saying? Until like I have a bigger fan base. Like if I had a Drake fan base, that would cook. That would be fire. You know what I'm saying? If I had a Drake fan base, I could get that shit off. Cause niggas would do it. You know what I'm saying? So I just think like it has to be something that makes sense. First of all, it has to be effective for me to actually go out and do that. Like I have to have the fan base to do certain things like that. Well, I guess you don't do it, but it's just not gonna garner the results that you imagine that it would without that fan base. So I'm still gonna put my shit up on the DSPs. I just believe that I'm going to focus a lot more on, I'm gonna focus a lot more on sending shit to a personal website, sending shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be up there if you want it, but I'm gonna focus on, if somebody really fuck with me and they really fuck with the music, I'm gonna send them to my website, and I would like them to buy it from directly from me or Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily focused on the streaming. If I get streams, that's cool. But I'm more so focused on like actual sales of the actual single or EP or album. I don't necessarily, as far as promotion wise, like I'm going to focus on pushing whatever piece of content, I would like people to actually buy that specific piece of content versus stream it. If you stream it, I appreciate you. But if you buy it, I love you forever. I love you forever if you buy it. You know what I'm saying? So streaming is cool, but my mindset now is actually getting people to actually buy the content. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I'm going to have to figure out. Well, let's not figure it out. I know now that I need to make the most content, and not just music. I need to make like videos and pictures and skits and all kinds of content to force people to drive, force people to go. Like, oh yeah, he got that project he just put out. Let me go ahead and check that out. I'm jumping all over the place for sure. But while all that was going on, when I got the first instance of Curtis saying, yeah, I'm taking all my shit off of streaming, I was like, yeah, let me not upload nothing else to the DSPs. I did put out a chopped and screwed version of my latest project, the Good Man EP. I chopped and screwed it myself. You know what I'm saying? I put out the chopped and screwed version, and I put it on AudioMac, SoundCloud, and my website. AudioMac, SoundCloud, my website, and YouTube. And YouTube. I will say that was pretty interesting. I didn't think I was gonna get. So I put it out, and on YouTube, I haven't checked on AudioMac or SoundCloud. Like, I just put them up there. On YouTube, it's probably been the most views I've had on any set of any videos in a short couple of days in a long time. And it's not like it's thousands of views. It's barely hundreds of views. But it was interesting that the shit got to a roll how it did. You know what I'm saying? Like with no rollout plan, no plan of marketing. I literally chopped and screwed it the night before, and then I uploaded everything. It's a Friday night. I decided to chop and screw everything, and then I uploaded everything on Saturday, and then Sunday, like the shit, shit just start doing what it needed to do, and I was like, "Ooh, this is definitely interesting." You know what I'm saying? So I chopped and screwed, and I didn't go in on the hashtags. I did put put stuff in the descriptions and the tags and all that so that it would pick up some kind of views. But I mean, that was probably the most interesting part of that whole thing. And I redid, I took the performance video I have of me singing Lucky Me. That's my main video on my YouTube page. I chopped and screwed that video because I did it in Virtual DJ, and I chopped and screwed the actual video. I dropped them in, you know, set it up how I'm supposed to, and it chopped and screwed. And so the video that I made a chopped and screwed version of the Lucky Me performance video, and it's up there on YouTube too. And it did all right like the other one did. You know what I'm saying? With minimal promotion. That was just the bright spot of the weekend, music-wise for myself. So I do believe that moving forward with this news that Spotify is, you got to get 1,000 streams. Looking at it now, I think it's just going to either push some people to promote their music harder, and it's going to push the other people to either stop making music or, you know what I'm saying, stop making shitty music. Or, you know what I'm saying, it's going to force a lot of things to change, mainly for the Spotify ecosystem. Now, as far as other streaming service sites, I don't know what it's going to do for them, but I do know as far as Spotify is going to make things a lot different. You know what I'm saying? So I do believe that there will be a change. I'm interested in seeing what changes happen because of this. Like, what reactions will happen because of Spotify saying, "Nah, you got to get 1,000 streams before, you know, I kick you some money out." You know what I'm saying? And I understand that, because after listening to the interview Chris King did with LaRussell, excuse me, he made sense. He made some valid points. The thing that stood out to me was, like, he was saying, "Well, shit, I'm trying to." They got to talking about what are you trying to do here? What is the goal of what everything that you're building? He was like, "Well, shit, I'm trying to build Apple. I'm trying to build Disney. I'm trying to build such and such." And I'm like, okay. As he was talking about it, I'm like, damn, did Spotify cut LaRussell a check? But no, he's like, "Well, shit, you got to think about it." You know what I'm saying? This is the company that I'm building. This is my baby. This is my dream. And I'm kicking, you know, basically, like how he worded it, it was like Spotify is kicking out all this money and people just coming on the platform and eating and doing, you know what I'm saying? They eating, but they not necessarily, it's not necessarily working out on Spotify's behalf. And we complaining that Spotify not giving us money, but we on their platform. Like, they providing us a service and we're complaining that they're not giving us money back. You know what I'm saying? So This is not an analogy he used, but this is how I'm looking at it. It's like a nigga invites you over to his house for a party. Somebody invites you over to their house for a party, and your nigga invited you over to a party. He didn't promise you that it was gonna be the baddest bitches there. He ain't promise you that it was about to be hella liquor there. He ain't promise you it was gonna be whatever your vice is. He didn't promise you none of this stuff. He just said, "Hey, I'm having a party. Come through." You know what I'm saying? There will be, this party is specifically a this party, but it don't matter if you, it don't matter. Just come through. You know what I'm saying? Come through. So you get mad at him for saying, your peoples for saying, "Hey man, you said this was a party. Ain't no this here. Ain't no this here." Fam, I invited you to the party. I said you welcome to come to the party, but I ain't say I was gonna it was gonna be all the things that you want to hear provided for you. I just said it was gonna be a party and you could come. So you mad at them for not being able to capitalize off of the party. Well, if you wanted that at the party, you needed to kick in when they was planning the party. Maybe that's not the best analogy, but that's the closest I feel like I could get to that. And maybe you just need a better analogy. But motherfuckers is complaining about not getting kicked back. Now, if it's really that deep, did you set up your BMI or ASCAP? Which we're going to talk, I'm going to talk about BMI in a hot second. Did you set up your performance rights? You know what I'm saying? Did you set up your sound exchange? Did you know what I'm saying? Did you do all that other stuff that's going to kick you money back too? If you ain't set up all that stuff, why are you complaining about not getting royalties off the stream directly from them? When if you set that stuff up, you're going to get paid regardless. You know what I'm saying? But it did get me to thinking like, yeah, motherfuckers is acting really entitled with these streams and shit. You know what I'm saying? When Napster could roll back around, which Napster is still a thing. You know what I'm saying? If people was really on it, if Napster was really on it, they could be like, "I said music's supposed to be free." Figure out how to shut everything down all over again like they did the last time. That's why we on streaming now, because of Napster. We streaming because of Napster. Because they said music was supposed to be free. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. But real quick before I forget, speaking of BMI, I have to double back and see what the actual percentage is. I think it's either 5 or 15. I swear I remember something with a 5. BMI is now asking for like 15% or 5 to 15% of what you register with them. Which, went in the past, BMI was just, you just registered with them for free. Like, they were a nonprofit organization, which I didn't realize they were a nonprofit until hearing the information that I did. Go do the research for yourself, because my numbers might be wrong. I'm just shooting off the hip. Like, I'm literally at work just talking, running my mouth. But BMI is, they now charging like 5 or 15%. I can't remember the number, but either way it go, it's not free as in the sense that you don't pay anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, I thought that was a little damn, like damn, BMI, Spotify hit us. So now you about to hit us too. Like, damn, you was just waiting for an opportunity. So in my mind, I'm like, shit, I might as well fucking be on ASCAP. You know what I'm saying? I might as well pay that bread and with the ASCAP. Maybe they changed it. Maybe they figured out how to do it. But shit. And this is something I've been trying to do. I just haven't figured out how to do it. But, excuse this noise. ASCAP, you could get paid off your performance if you live stream. I don't know who knew that. I don't know if y'all, but BMI, I don't think you can do that. I don't think they're paying you for your live stream performances. So, with that being said, that's always been, I still need to work on that. Because if that's a thing, well, not if that's a thing, since that's a thing, I can perform as much as I want, whenever I want, how long I want. You know what I'm saying? My set is my set. Ain't nobody about to rush me off the stage. All I gotta do is live stream. Set that shit up. And I could cook. And I'm gonna get paid. So that's another thing that I need to set up. At this point, you know, kind of like my audio diary of my music stuff that I should have been doing and need to do, things I need to get done. You know, something to kind of hold me accountable. But yeah, that's the thing. Getting paid for your live stream. So if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? I might as well take my talents to South Beach. If you don't get that reference, it's when LeBron left the Cleveland Cavaliers and joined the Miami Heat. But yeah, that one was low-key hurtful. that's a hurtful memory. But with that being said, that's just how I felt. Like, my nigga, like, damn, y'all gonna hit us like that? You see, Spotify just kicked off everybody chest in. And now you coming with this? Like, damn, BMI. But, you know, business is business. And that's been my motto for all of 2023 as of recent. That's been a reminder, like, hey, stop letting this business shit get personal. You know what I'm saying? Business is business, my nigga. Business is business. This shit is not personal. It's never been personal. Think about it. Once you take your feelings out of business, you'll be less likely to be upset, fucked up about a decision that didn't make sense to you when all it was a business decision. You know what I'm saying? So, things are out a little tricky out here in these music business streets, but business is business. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else has been going on. So I'm working on a new, well, I'm not working on it. I need to re-record it now, but I've been working on a new EP. Just personally, I've been working on a new EP. I'm not really ready to mention the name of it until I get more content together. I do already have the track list. I had the track list already, have the album artwork already. I just need to update my website. I need to take some new pictures. Need to do new photos for this. I need to do new photos, period. But new photos, new videos. I honestly don't want to drop it or get ready to start promoting this shit until I like have all the content I can imagine or need before, so I could just keep having shit to drop on everybody every day, like just promote, you know, crack your head open with promotion and shit. But I got the song part ready. I will say I'm going to re-record parts and lines and add ad libs and shit like that, and get this and mix the shit. I'm riding around with the demo on me right now. You know what I'm saying? Got the demo on deck, my boy. And I've been struggling with this too. I've been struggling with this too. I am not the greatest engineer. I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and even lie. I'm not the greatest engineer. Nor have I ever claimed to be. I just claim to be like, shit, my shit sound decent. My shit sound good. You know what I'm saying? I have said that. Can I take the headlight? I have said that my shit sounds good. And it sounds okay. You know what I'm saying? Does it sound like the radio? No. Not even gonna not even gonna lie. That should not sound like the radio. But it does sound okay. But I've been struggling with a want and a need. You know what I'm saying? And when I say that is, do I want to have somebody mix it else? Do I want someone else to mix my music, or do I need someone else to mix my music? As I think about it, it would benefit me to have someone else mix my music. I can say that in confidence. It would benefit me for someone else to mix my music. Do I need someone else to mix my music? That's where it starts to kick in. Because for anybody that knows me, as long as I've been making music, I've been on some, I'm a, like, damn, how much is studio time? Ooh, is that much? Damn, I can't really afford studio time all the time like that. Because I want to be in the fucking studio all the time. I can't afford studio time like that. All right. How much is the recording software? Ooh, damn. That's a lot, but I mean, if I went to the studio, I got like 8 songs. I got 8 songs. Studio, and then this is me thinking back in the day. Studio time is like, damn, $25. 25 an hour? Whew. 25 an hour. If I, and on top of that, the process is, okay, I could do a song an hour, which now my mind is like, that is foolishness. So, okay, I could do a song an hour. I got 8 songs, so that's 24. That's 100. Damn, that's a, damn. $200 for 4 songs. When in actuality, it's probably more like, you know what I'm saying? $200 for 8 songs. With actuality, nigga, it probably should be like 400. You know what I'm saying? So my mindset is like, alright, well shit. For $200, I could just buy the software. You know what I'm saying? And then I could get a microphone. And I could, that's always been my thought process. I guess you could call it cheap if you want. You can call it cheap, but I just, it's like, I could still do it. I could still do it. It just, it'd be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to break the bank to do it. But that's always been me, just because I felt like I didn't have access to the funds like that. And now that I do have access to funds versus how I did when I was younger, my mindset is still that, because my funds are now allocated to my family. You know what I'm saying? So I can't see myself. So perfect example. I've become like low-key, like a gear junkie. Super studio gear junkie. I just like the idea of having different microphones. The most recent microphone that I just bought was a Rode NT1A. Not the new one. I just bought This was before they just dropped the fifth gen one, the black metal one. I got the anniversary one, the Rode NT1A, the silver joint. So that's the best microphone that I currently own. Now, that shit was like a couple hundred or something. That shit was like a couple hundred. And I was like, damn, that's still pushing it. You know what I'm saying? But I had ended up getting the Guitar Center credit card. So it was like, okay, you know, it's, you know, okay, I'll just get it on this and I'll pay the shit back. You know what I'm saying? Cool. I'll pay the shit back. I'll pay the Guitar Center credit card back. And that's what I'm working on right now. Paying that shit back. I got the Rode NT1A. Which I didn't even intend on getting that. What I wanted was this MXL CR89. Basically, it's a mic emulation of the Sony C800. It's just the cheaper, like, it's just a cheap version or whatever you want to call it. Basically, it's supposed to give off the sounds and the qualities and the characteristics of the Sony C800. That's what it's supposed to do. hold on, give me a second. Cause like I said, I'm at work. I'm just running my mouth. I'm outside running my mouth. Yo, what the fuck? Oh, y'all about to get me in trouble. What the fuck? Oh shit. Hey, I gotta stop talking to y'all for a hot second. Y'all about to get me in trouble. God damn. Hold on. Oh, I done start taking a whole set of... Alright. With that being said, I done fucked up shit. Anyway, the Sony C800 knockoff joint. With that being said, I was like, I can't see my... That's 10 bands. That shit is $10,000, fam. $10,000. Unless I get like 10 songs to go viral and they just run my streams up like on Spotify and shit, nigga, that's not getting purchased anytime soon. Not anytime soon. And that's just on some logical, realistic type shit. I understand that that's not going to get purchased anytime soon because that's $10,000 to take out a loan on a microphone. And I'm not a business. It's, yeah, I'm sure I would be out of a relationship. I'd be out on the street. That's just not a smart thing to do. With that being said, if I was to get a business loan and start a recording studio, then that would be a little bit more understandable, because seeing as I already have equipment for a music studio, then that's a little bit more understandable. You know what I'm saying? That's less of a burden on my household financially. I already started rambling. Lord have mercy. But either way it goes, that's MXL CR89. It was like almost $300. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, I could work with that. You know, I get the characteristics of a Sony C800, which other microphones who are emulating the Sony C800 have come out since then, and they're a little bit more than the MXL that I was talking about. But I'm like, I could get that and still have the sound that I want, because I was looking to build a vocal chain similar to like Chris Brown's vocal chain or Beyonce's vocal chain in hardware wise. So slowly I'm upgrading my studio. My next studio purchase is going to be a preamp, another preamp. And I'm trying to, so I got the Volt 2 audio interface, the two input ones where you can put two microphones. I got that one. And then I had got the Rode NT1A microphone. I just upgraded that at one time. And then I had to, basically I was upgrading a lot of old shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it was just about time. Cause all that other, it still worked. It wasn't like it didn't work. It was just time to upgrade. You know what I'm saying? I done had that other shit for so long. It just needed to be upgraded in my mind. Now, my partner, she don't bleed music like I do. So she was lightweight, hot. It's like, this is this and this and that. I'm like, you should have told me. I was like, yeah, I should have told you. Tell your partner before you do some shit. They probably still going to say no. Well, not say no, but they probably, it's just to save yourself a headache and an argument, just go on and tell them. It's not even that deep, I promise you. Just go ahead and tell them. Save yourself an argument and days of not talking to each other. So I did that, and I got, instead of getting the MXL, because the reason I didn't get that CR89 is because it was just going to take so long to come. Like, I had to wait for it. I didn't know when the shit was going to come. It was back ordered. I was like, man, I just being impatient. I was like, I just want this shit right now. You know what I'm saying? So I canceled my order for that microphone. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to get some shit from, I'm just going to go to the store. Because I like being in the store, the Guitar Center anyway, and just, you know, come leaving with some shit. So, got the Rode NT1A. I got the Volt 2. Did I get that shit the same day? I don't think I got that shit the same day. I think I spread it out when I got all that shit. Either way, I got that. I got myself a compressor. And, that's what I'm saying. The next piece of hardware that I get is going to be a preamp by the same company. And when I upgrade my interface again, because I am going to upgrade my interface again. Basically, I'm going to have a travel setup for recording, and I'm going to have my home setup. So I'm going to get an Apollo, a Universal Audio Apollo. That's what I'm going to do. And that's going to be for the home setup. And then the Volt is just going to be for when I take some shit on the road and shit. Like if I go out of town, or if I go, you know what I'm saying? Or if I'm just away from the house. But it's that. But the microphone situation, it's settled, it's resolved, and I'm happy with how myself sound. I just wanted to sound better. So going back to what I was saying, do I need somebody to mix it? No, I do not need somebody to mix this music for me. I don't need somebody to do it. Do I want somebody to do it? I'm not even sure that I want somebody to do it. I like doing it myself. I've gotten accustomed to doing it myself. You know what I'm saying? I've learned enough to make it sound good. I've learned enough to get compliments on how my shit sounds. So it's not about needing, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'll say 10 years ago. No, I'll say 15 years ago. 15 years ago, I needed someone else to mix for me. My mixes weren't that great. I needed someone else to mix for me. Now, I don't need someone to mix it for me. And mainly, maybe I'm still being cheap, but I do, maybe. Oh shit, what's going on? Episode's over, I think. Part two coming soon. All right. So I'm back. Yo, that was probably, that'll probably be the longest episode ever. I don't know how long this one will be. This is part two for me rambling about last time. I don't, that's funny as fuck. All I heard was like, boop. Like it was like an EKG, like somebody about to die or some shit, like on the TV show. Either way it go, I don't need somebody to do shit for me when it comes to mixing. It's just like, it just takes pressure off of me. I'll say that. It'll take a responsibility away from me that I no longer have to do now because I delegated it to someone else. Damn, son. So I don't need it. Do I want it? I can't even necessarily say that I want somebody else to mix it for me. I can't really say that either. I'm just in a place where it's like, if some dope shit happen, that's what's up. If some dope shit don't happen, I mean, shit. So it's that's where I'm at as far as my personal music shit. I'll say this. I've been struggling with deciding on with this EP that I'm working on. Should I get it mixed? And that's not even what I need help with for on the project. Personally, I more so need help with the vocal production more than I need help getting the songs mixed. I need performance help more than I need getting the songs mixed. I think it's weird that as the type of artist I am, or basically I'm the type of person, I can damn near copy or mimic whatever I hear. So if Chris Brown does a run, I can mimic the run. It's not going to sound exactly like Chris Brown, of course, but I can mimic the notes. Like I could match notes and try to and hit those notes. Now, will it be perfect? If I practice that shit all the time, it will be. I could get it to be perfect, I'm sure. But for me, when it comes to, why did I do that? When it comes to writing my own shit, and it comes to writing my own music and finding melodies, I think doing it alone is what makes it tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a team that I write music with. It's just me, myself, and I. And sometimes I be wanting to write with people. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? For myself, though. Like, on some selfish shit. Like, I be wanting to write with people, but for myself. I'm allowed to be selfish sometimes. And if somebody needed me to write with them, I would write with them. You know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, I, instead of hearing my own melodies all the time and my own way of doing things, I think I need help more with that than I do getting the songs mixed. And my belief with that is just mixing is important, mastering is important, having a clear sounding song is important. What the fuck did I miss? But it's more important. Oh, this one taking, this car taking a little bit longer than the other ones because your boy is podcasting. It's more important that I find some new creativity, I think, is what I'm looking to say. Like, it's, things are, and I'm sure to somebody else, it doesn't sound the same, or maybe it does sound the same to other people, but I would just like to have a different ear on my music of how to make it better. But the only thing about it is there are people that I could ask people. There are people I can ask. But like I said, everybody has their own lives, doing their own thing. And that's another reason why I tend to do things myself. I'll ask you, but if it takes too long to get it, like, I get turned off by the length of time that it takes to get some shit done. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not the greatest at getting people back when they need to be, have some shit back either. I try my best to get the shit back in a decent amount of time. I try. So, like I said, I understand. Like, everybody got their own shit going on. I'm never going to believe that my shit is more important than somebody else's shit and what you got going on. But I do be like, damn, this shit taking forever. And maybe it's just a patience thing, which, yeah, but yeah, I just be cool on it. So I be leaving shit where it is. And at this point, I'm not asking. If I ask you for a feature, I'm only going to ask one time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to keep bugging you. And it's not even on no pride shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and maybe that is prideful, I don't know. But not even on the pride shit. I'm just not about to keep asking. I already asked you once. You already know what I was trying to do. You know what I'm trying to accomplish. I can't keep. It's annoying to ask somebody, hey, did you get that done yet? I don't like doing that. It's aggravating. And thank God that I don't deal with a lot of people that I gotta, you know what I'm saying, do that type of shit. So, I just, I'm cool on certain shit, man. Especially when it come to getting something done for myself. You know what I'm saying? So, it's either I'm gonna pay somebody, or that shit is just gonna be how it is. Mm-hmm. Talk that talk, George. I don't know, man. I've been rambling for like forever now. And I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta use the bathroom. So, this was probably a short episode. Not that short. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, listening to me ramble about a lot about nothing. I'ma holler at y'all. Tap back in later. And hopefully it'll be more about some shit. I'm gonna drop some links in the description. You know, fuck with the links. I got I got an artist community Facebook group where I drop like memes and different free plugins that I see on the internet and shit. Tap in with that. I'm gonna holler at y'all. Because I gotta use the bathroom. So I'll holler at y'all. All right, later.